Hello,
I'm Dr. Steve Showalter, your host for Science Elements, a digest of cutting-edge research from the American Chemical Society, the world's largest scientific society. The world's smallest operating diesel engine is impressive. Scarcely larger than a penny, the Nano B spins its 1 1/4-inch propeller more than 12,000 revolutions per minute. While it's certainly teeny, it isn't exactly tiny, at least by modern scientific standards. In fact, the world's truly smallest engines exist at an almost infinitesimal scale. These natural motors, invisible to the naked eye, and often more than 500,000 times smaller than the head of a pin, make the Nano B seem gigantic. In this episode, we take a look at a pair of true nanoscale motors and what scientists hope to accomplish with them. So in the next few minutes, you'll hear about how researchers are closing in on a way to create synthetic nanomotors capable of delivering drugs to individual cells. How one of life's most versatile molecules could be transformed into an intelligent nanomotor for use in medicine and engineering. And finally, in a related story, how high-pressure micropumps could speed up results for some hospital tests. Scientists in Kentucky say they have cracked a decades-long mystery surrounding a natural nanomotor. The revelation could lead to the development of synthetic nanodevices capable of pumping therapeutic DNA, RNA, or other drugs into individual diseased cells. In a key finding, Peizun Guo and colleagues report that they have decoded the innermost workings of natural nanomotors in a bacteria-killing virus and discovered a new way to move DNA through cells. Their study appears in ACS Nano, a monthly society publication. Guo points out that nanomotors will open the door to practical machines and other nanotechnology devices so small that 100,000 would fit across the width of a human hair. One major natural prototype for these development efforts has been the motor that packages DNA into the shell of bacteriophage Fe29. This virus infects and kills bacteria. Guo's research team wants to embed a synthetic version of that motor into nanomedical devices that are injected into the body, travel to diseased cells, and pump in medication. A major barrier in doing so has been uncertainty and controversy about exactly how the Fe29 motor moves. Scientists thought it worked by rotating or spinning in the same motion as the Earth turning on its axis. Guo and his team challenged that idea. Indeed, they discovered that the Fe29 motor moves DNA without any rotational motion of the virus. The motor moves DNA with a revolving motion in the same way as the Earth revolves around the Sun. The researchers conclude that the revolution without rotation model could resolve a big conundrum troubling the past 35 years of painstaking investigation of the mechanisms of these viral DNA packaging motors. Enzymes are the workhorse molecules of life. They underpin almost every biological process in our bodies. Now, scientists in Pennsylvania suspect these proteins that jumpstart chemical reactions may have a new role as intelligent micro and nanomotors with applications in medicine, engineering, and other fields. They report that single molecules of common enzymes can generate enough force to cause movement in specific directions. Their findings appear in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, a weekly ACS publication. Peter Butler, Ayusman Sen, and colleagues point out that enzymes are the basis of natural biological motors essential to life. Scientists long have wondered whether a single enzyme molecule, the smallest machine that could possibly exist, might be able to generate enough force to cause its own movement in a specific direction. Butler says positive answers to these questions could have important implications in a number of areas. These range from biological transport to the design of enzyme-powered nano and micromotors. He notes that these intelligent, autonomous devices eventually could be used in bottom-up assembly of structures, pattern formation, roving sensors, and drug delivery at specific locations. The researchers explored these possibilities in experiments with two common enzymes called catalase and urease. Catalase protects the body from harmful effects of hydrogen peroxide formed naturally in the course of life. Urease, found in many plants, converts urea to ammonia and carbon dioxide. Butler and Sen found out that these two enzymes, in the presence of their respective substrate, hydrogen peroxide or urea, which acts as their fuel, show movement. More significantly, the movement becomes directional through the imposition of a substrate gradient, a form of chemotaxis. Chemotaxis is what attracts living things towards sources of food. The researchers also show that movement causes chemically interconnected enzymes to be drawn together, a form of predator-prey behavior at the nanoscale. In our final story this week, researchers shrink the lab and pump up the volume. Scientists in Oklahoma say they have created a new micropump capable of producing pressures almost 500 times higher than the pressure in a car tire. The new pumps could lead to the development of labs on a chip, which reduce entire laboratories to the size of a postage stamp. Ultimately, the researchers say this advance could allow hospital staff to analyze blood and urine samples at a patient's bedside instead of waiting for results from a central laboratory. Their report appears in Analytical Chemistry, a semi-monthly ACS journal. Xiaorong Liu and colleagues explain that powerful pumps are critical for high-performance liquid chromatography. Commonly known as HPLC, this testing tool is a mainstay laboratory technology used in medical diagnosis, drug screening, and numerous other purposes. Scientists are trying to miniaturize HPLC for handheld devices. This would eliminate the need to send samples to central labs and then wait for the results. However, one stumbling block is the lack of suitable, small, powerful pumps to push samples through HPLC devices. To help overcome this problem, the researchers invented a device 6 times more powerful than the best existing pump of this kind. Linked together in series, their electroosmotic pumps can produce more than 17,000 pounds per square inch of pressure. The pumps use so-called electroosmotic flow, in which an electrical current makes charged particles flow through a narrow channel. Liu says the pumps could produce even higher pressures in the future. Well, that's all for now. I'm Dr. Steve Showalter for the American Chemical Society. Science Elements is adapted for podcasts from ACS Press Releases and the ACS Weekly Press Packs. To access this week's Press Pack, March 20th, 2013, go to www.acs.org/pressroom. From all of us at Science Elements, thanks for listening.